Under the setting sun, a safe arrival and a new beginning on the Greek island of Lesbos. Crowded, cold and relieved. This island has seen more than half of the refugees crossing the Mediterranean on its shore. These Syrian refugees are lucky to have survived the five-hour journey. Nearly 500 people have died crossing these waters in the last 2 months. Musa is a Syrian who fled his village near Aleppo months ago with his wife and two children. He and his younger brother worked in Turkey as carpenters to raise the money to come to Greece. $2,300 for four people.
I thought to myself, how could it be difficult? It's just water. Nothing bad would happen. But seriously, each one of us, every second died 100 deaths. Every second, each one of us died 100 deaths, not for ourselves, but for our children.
Musa's brother, still in Turkey, donated all his money to get his brother and family across. When he finally reached Lesbos, Musa said he felt like a human being again.
I wanted to scream and I couldn't scream. I wanted to cry inside, but I thought, I'm a man. It's shameful for me to cry. From happiness, from what I saw from the people around me.
Once ashore at the port, staff from the UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, check where they're from and who needs medical help. The arrivals are unceasing, nearly 3,000 people on this day alone.
In the first 6 months of last year, a record year in terms of arrivals, there were fewer than 40,000 people coming to Lesbos. So far this year, in just the first 6 weeks or 7 weeks, we've seen over 50,000 people come to Lesbos Island. So already quite a dramatic situation.
Within hours, Musa and his family were waiting to travel again, this time by ferry to Athens, and then, they hope, on to Germany. His goal, as for so many, is to provide a safe future for his children. But as the ferry takes his family further away, his thoughts are of what's been left behind. Simple memories like laughing at the local store. Syria will always be home.